What's good, y'all? It's your girl, Ray.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Q.
And we are
the Goddess Babes. Welcome to the Goddess Babes Sip and Spill Podcast,
where we deep sea dive into raw, unfiltered heart-to-hearts between two best friends.
Gang, gang.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's gonna get wet, y'all.
It's gonna get wet.
What's up, Goddess Gang? Welcome back to part two of Friendship Breakups.
Let's get wet. So
he would invite you over.
He would invite you.
Invite me over, you know, with his friends, hanging out with his friends, and you know, we all having a good time.
Right.
He's treating me poorly.
Right.
His friends is cool, but he's not happy with the situation. He's
right.
Happy
with the right.
Fact that I'm you could vibe.
Everybody else. Like, you know, that's stupid.
Is it? Was it a? And I'm sorry, y'all, because he doesn't have him. He ain't mic'd up. But was it a? Was it an attention thing? Is it insecurity? Like, what do you think it is? Because what I wanted to segue into is what constitutes a friendship breakup. Like, when is it time to let go? Because we are here to have these conversations and to just share our thoughts, but we are also supposed to be helping and supporting. So, like, maybe somebody out there is going through a situation where they're not sure if this is something that they should walk away from, and how unhealthy is it, and am I being selfish, and am I potentially... Right. Abandoning someone when they need me, you know what I mean? So if you don't mind, just really quick touching on what you feel like maybe the issue is and why you have to separate yourself.
The reason why I gotta separate myself from this person is because he treats me poorly. He's not a good friend to me, so I can't continue on in this friendship for me, not because of him. I don't know what the reasons are. I don't know what's behind his, like how he looks at me or how he views me, what he really thinks. I don't really know. You know, I'm not in his headspace, but what I do know is that it's not good for me.
Right.
You know, so, I gotta be out of here.
So that's a good point. Sometimes you don't have the answers. You don't know. And this is one of those things you may never get closure, so to speak, on that, because they may never disclose to you why I'm doing this, and they may never
or they may not even realize.
Or they may not even know that that's happening and that's how you feel. You can say that's how you feel, but if they don't understand where you're coming from and how you feel, it's not maybe not a lesson that they'll be able to learn from you. But, you know, that's still okay because you still have learned, and then that's just going to be a step for them in the right direction. Right. So having said that, from what I gathered is like thinking about yourself, self-care, self-love. When you feel it's not conducive to who you are as a person or what you want to be, or it's not healthy or it's draining, because you're not getting, and it's not reciprocated, because when you need something, do they answer their phone? Are they answering their text messages? Are they showing up? You know what I mean? So if it's one of those things,
but sometimes people just grow apart. Sometimes you've been friends and you've known somebody for so long. It happens in relationships where you just grow apart. But with that being said, there still should be some type of conversation or something should take place to where the parties aren't feeling some type of way, and we acknowledge the fact that we're just moving in different directions right now. There's no pressure. We just want different things, or our life is taking us in different places, and we may not necessarily have the same time to devote to the friendship that we had before. You're growing, you're evolving, and you're moving. And if that's the case, that's okay.
And that's not always even a breakup. That's just a grow apart. It doesn't always have to be a conversation like, well, this isn't working for me, because it could be a mutual, like, I don't have no problem with you. You don't have no problem with me. We just, okay, well, we're not drinking anymore, or we're not doing this, or I have this many kids, or I'm doing this business venture, and that's okay. But when it's the ones that actually are a friendship breakup, because you have grown apart, but that person refuses to accept that, like, you have kids, they don't have kids, they are upset because you won't hang out with them, or you won't get drunk on a Wednesday, you got to go to work tomorrow, what I mean? Things that are important to you now that maybe weren't important to you before, that person hasn't grown that way, or they haven't experienced that. And so those are times also that we're different and we've grown apart, but this is a breakup, because we're in two different places. We're not agreeing on what's important. Like, my priorities now don't align with your morals and values or your priorities. So this is the time. So if you're out there, I guess I'll let Q go and give her a little 2 cents. But if you're out there and you're in a situation where it does feel like you give, and that person takes, and it's not a give and take outside of that. It's maybe something that you should have a conversation about. Bring it up.
Absolutely.
Evaluate it, and remember that, you know, you got to have you at the end of the day, because you can't be good for anyone else if
you're not good for yourself.
Can't be good for yourself. Yeah.
So. And I think you know the times. And you will, again, depending on the relationship you have with the person, how long it's been, you're going to maybe feel some type of way with having to make that decision. Because sometimes it is hard to, you don't want to come across selfish, but sometimes being selfish is a must. It's a need. You can only take so much for so long. You're going to let a person keep on pouring and dumping onto you. Before you have to, you're forced to, because it's going to wear you down.
It is. They take so much. What are you left with?
You have no choice but to self-reflect and think about the situation.
Right.
And honestly, have an honest conversation within yourself first to see what's going on. Because a lot of us, we hold on to the time. I've known you for this amount of time. We've been through everything. We've done this together. We've done that together. But at the end of the day, if you could say all we have is all these years... what else did you have? What was left, really?
Right.
We just have all these
exactly.
years. What type of years were they? What were y'all? What was going on within those years? If you could just chalk it up to, I've just known you for so long. That's what that might be when you know, I don't have nothing else but years with you. That's all we got.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, and you have to be selfish. And it's hard because I'm not a selfish person at all.
Hard.
I'm not a selfish person at all. And I feel bad in that situation. And I feel bad when I do feel like I have to be like, it got to be about me right now. But just like Ray said, if you don't got you, who else has you? You have to have
yourself
and take care of yourself first to be able to do it for others, especially in our, we have children. So I'm a mother.
I got kids.
So
Kiki, come through.
We have to be good. And our kids are older, they're teenagers, but that doesn't take away from the fact that we have to be good to make sure that they're good. We have to be good to make sure that we can take care of them and give them what they need.
Because they still need us.
Because they like, was
teenagers
never
or not, they
us.
Still need us.
I don't know who lied and said it stops at 18. Cause
lying
that was
ass motherfuckers.
Because
people have said that and where?
Shit doesn't stop
where
at 18. I don't know where that came from.
Absolutely not.
But it's a whole new set of problems and worries, if you ask
new
me.
World.
A whole different one. But,
Get your ass 18
does not stop the show, okay? But
and they're always watching. Like they see our relationships, and you're teaching
and
them
your reactions
how to have healthy relationships or how to have unhealthy.
And
but
boundaries.
They don't. And sometimes I was gonna say, if you have a certain unhealthy mannerism about the way you have relationships, they don't see that it's unhealthy because they think this is the normal healthy way.
That's
because
the
by natural default, it's this is normal, so healthy, this is right, obviously, because this is what I'm used to, this is how things go. So you have to be really careful, like really, really careful. And shit, it's fucking hard. Like she said,
hard.
It's hard.
It's
I haven't had to do it personally, like a breakup style, but like, as I've said before, I don't really separate myself from people forever. I just feel like, you know, we can go our separate ways for a little bit, but I never closed that door to where we're never gonna be friends again or anything like that. Never say never.
Yeah,
but
that one was hard. That one was that
so
one
that
was
had to been yeah that would have been
hard.
Difficult.
That was rough for me. This last one wasn't so rough, y'all. The last one,
but
wasn't
it wasn't
so
as
rough.
Deep. Like
it was,
and it is levels to this shit, right?
A lot.
Like people talk about friendship breakups, like, but or they don't talk about friendship breakups, but friendship breakups are hard when you are invested, just like you would have been in
a
romantic
relationship. Yes,
it's hard to
levels.
Separate yourself and say, yeah, I know we've had some good times, and you know you need me, and I.
That's why they
you.
Say, like,
it's,
"Are you breaking up with me?" Like this is a real fucking.
That's
breakup.
That's why I said people
you,
friendship breakups.
With me?
Like we didn't get that. Yeah. Like we didn't talk about that much, but they hurt just as bad.
Just as bad. It can take a toll on you.
It
just
can
like
take
if
a
you,
toll.
If you broke up with your
like,
nigga. Like,
yes, that shit is like devastating. And you got fucking pictures. You got songs.
Absolutely.
You got memories. Like
absolutely.
You know, of the good times. And like I said, people just don't talk about them that much. But they're necessary.
They
they're real, and they fucking hurt.
They hurt.
Like
just
they
bad.
Hurt, and it's hard to get through. And then depending on what you went through. And if you're a certain person like Q, or you only have a limited amount of friends, like you losing one, that's a lot.
Hell yeah.
Because
like,
it's
well,
quality
goddamn.
Over quantity.
For me, it absolutely
you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So when you lose one that you've been holding on to for so long, that's a big part of you that you no longer have. And so now to repair that or to get somebody new and go in there, that's a big deal. You asking a lot. Like it's like asking a lot of yourself to open right back up. One, to potential hurt. but two, like, to trusting and to, like, it's giving somebody that much of you
again. Learning again. Another person, learning and
yes,
feeling like, can I trust them with secrets? Can they tell
right
me?
And you starting know, all whole, over? And then it's process. Like and the possibility of it it's ending the same way. And people act like you only have to really deal with that when you're in a romantic relationship. If you don't want to love, you closed off, or you got your boundaries and your walls up. But it works the same way in friendships.
That's why no new friends. I am not people accepting say friendship
day
applications.
Day ones only. Like, yep. Like,
I'm not taking friendship applications
I am. I'm always taking. It doesn't. It's not because she's not doing her job or any of my other friends are doing a job. I'm just.
Oh, because I know I do my fucking job.
Okay. Okay. I'm very like a poly lifestyle person when it comes to romance and friends. The more the merrier. The more the merrier.
Sharing and caring.
There's just so much of me to go around. Like, guys, everybody come, you know, come on, come on. Like I said, like, come get some. It's something for everybody here. It's something for everybody. I do feel like that. Yes. Not the pussy. No, that's not what I meant. No. I just mean, like, you know, I got a lot of love. I got
you
a lot
do,
of
yeah. You have a
of
very
shit
big
to give, and I have a big personality.
And a lot of, yes.
And I feel like it may not be for everybody, but there's plenty of people that can get something from it. But not only that, I can get from you.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Like, I'm a person, I'm a fucking student for the rest of my life. I want to keep learning and growing and changing and evolving. That's what I want to do. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to be surrounded by somebody who wants to be stuck. And it's no offense if you're stuck and complacent and you're okay with your life. But I'm
it's fine.
I'm not a person
plateaued,
that's mediocre and okay. Right. Like, I always want better or more. It doesn't have to be better, but like more.
More, at least. Yes.
I'm insatiable.
No, yeah. We'll talk about that later, y'all. We'll talk about that later.
End our friendship?
What?
He's lying, because
is there a story that okay, so guys, we've spoke about this before. I don't know where you are in the episodes, but we have talked about Q and Captain G's friendship, because they've been best friends for years and years and years. Yes. So apparently he on the sidelines. He's sideline hoeing right now, trying to get his story in. Yeah, trying to get in. But he said that they almost had a friendship breakup, and it was his fault. And so I don't know if she wants to talk about it or not.
That was fucking right. It was your okay. So we did actually. I don't think I was going to end the friendship, but when I tell you, I have never.
Oh
been so
wait,
mad.
Is it the story that
I have never been so mad at Captain G in my life? Like,
did something get broken? Did something get broken?
Oh my god!
What did something get broken?
Like, okay. I've never been so mad. Go ahead, Captain G. You could go ahead.
You gonna give me your mic?
You brought it up, nigga. Go ahead and pass him. Go ahead and pass him. He's not mic'd up. Go ahead and let him tell it. And I want to know what y'all think. Goddess Gang, who is right and who is wrong? Oh, let me know.
I already said I was wrong.
Okay, yeah, but I want the people to tell me.
Well, listen, without going into too many details, I'll say I was in a drunken state. And one thing led to another with somebody else right there in the living room floor. And it was bad. It was a bad look for me. And yeah, I mean, that's really all I got to say about it. I was wrong. I was so wrong. You know what I mean? And I would have understood if she didn't really want to want to talk to me anymore, but I did make
sure. He was on a timeout for a little bit, y'all.
She wasn't talking to me. But I did make sure that I let her know that I do value our friendship, and I apologize again, because it was important for me to do, I feel like. So, and I'm glad that she continued to be my friend. Very much so.
Okay,
let me get y'all. So, I'm gonna get y'all, because Captain G want to get y'all.
Don't give him too much.
No, I just want to break down why I was upset. Okay. It wasn't so much the carryings and goings on in his drinking state. Okay, it was the fact that at this time it was late at night that we were having a little tete-a-tete. Or, you know, when we were having a little get together.
No, it was late when they were having their tete-a-tete.
Well, yeah, their tete-a-tete happened way later. But the thing, my thing was that it was because my daughter was home.
Right.
So that was my thing.
It was
in the open living room and loud with my daughter home. So that was my big thing. That's where it really came from. I didn't care what was going on had my child not been here. But that was the thing that bothered me. And then in addition to the fact that I, guys, Goddess Gang, I collect dolphins. I love.
Yep. So if you ever want to send something, send a little gifty gift. She likes dolphins. I love dolphins.
And I have a shelf that has all types of glass dolphins. And every damn dolphin on that shelf right about now is missing a limb, a fin, a nose, a something. Because, wow, Captain G was having a grand old time in my living room. My shelf got bumped and all my damn dolphins just came crashing down on the tile floor. So in addition to my child being here, you done fucked up my collection. This is why.
I'm sorry, I ain't shit. Ain't that a bitch, y'all? Not the collection. A glass the dolphins, glass y'all? Glass
dolphins.
And she be getting them.
You know, they'll forgive the you. Glass
Well, dolphins. I don't know. They could be her type of people. They could be my type of people. We don't know if they're going to forgive you or not. Correct. Shit, I said that, but I don't know.
They could be in between.
We don't know. Matter of fact, God's gang is going to be mixed with all type of people, forgiving ones and non-forgiving. So we'll see. Some of them will, some of them won't.
And if they really be anything like us, they're going to change their minds every once in a while.
Yeah, they're going to change their mind by the episodes. Yeah. So he almost fucked up. So, so you took a break.
I did.
And then what made it, without going too far into this, we got to wrap this up in a minute, but what made it become a thing of just a break and not a permanent, or like was it him reaching out, was it you setting your stuff aside and being like, okay, I understand he was drunk at the time, or you know what I mean, like what was it that made you decide that this was a friendship that you weren't willing to let go of?
Well, for one, I mean, we've been friends since like 11th grade. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about years and years of a friendship.
Like we're in decades at this point.
Yes. Yeah. And again, that was the, that's the only decades. Time, right? You say it like that.
I know. Like, shit. Damn.
I like to better decades. Just say it since 11th grade. we've been friends for so long, and literally out of the whole friendship, that was the only time that anything had ever happened to make me be upset or even feel like I needed to take a step back. And ultimately, I mean, and he apologized multiple times. And it wasn't as, I can't say that the apologies is what made me not, you know, because I didn't care at the time. I was pissed.
Right.
But I appreciated him acknowledging his wrong and getting it and apologizing. But it was just more so because we have been friends for so long. We've never had another situation. Like if it was something that, even not that same situation, but if we had always constantly been bumping heads throughout the years, and it's always been something, then I would have had to take a further look at it. Like, okay, cause look, but we've literally never had any other incident or situation in the whole fucking friendship. And I do know that he was, you know, I know he was drunk. So I know that's not something that would have been, it was out of character. I know it would have been something done in a sober mindset. So it was more so just, I was mad, but it was also more so like, I can't believe you type thing. Like I was, it was more disappointed. Yeah. Like I just cannot believe. But, yeah, I got over it. I mean, we've been friends for so long. Like I said, it was never even a thought of me of like, ending the friendship.
Okay, so that's what I was gonna say. You weren't really
gonna
end it, but you was just fucking pissed and you needed some time.
I wanted him to beg. I wanted him to beg and tell me how wrong he was. He was on that time.
And y'all heard him. He was hella sympathetic and empathetic and apologetic.
And he bought me another dolphin. And he actually went. He went. And he went on a road trip with the guys. And he actually did come back and bring me another one of my other glass dolphins that's sitting on the shelf as we speak. So yes.
So okay. Well, all's well that ends well.
It did.
So we got our friendships. We got our no longer friendships that we can reflect on and learn from. No, and you know, so I guess in conclusion, what's your thoughts?
I think in conclusion, it just comes.
It hurts. It happens. Hurts
it, but sometimes it's necessary. But just it's like necessary. Anything else, it may be necessary for you to grow. And it may hurt. But you have to think it may not always have to be the end all be all.
Right.
You
it doesn't guys always could have just to be
making
end.
A little space. You guys could come back together. You never know. I mean, things happen. People grow, people change. If it is the end, you think of it as, try not to regret it, but think of it as lessons learned instead of regrets. Think about what you learned.
Because if you have to end it, honestly, if you have to end it, that means it was detrimental. It was bad for your health. So just look at it as, you know, you leveling up and getting healthy. And yeah, like you got to
inspire in your life. So,
yep. You just got to move on and do better and be better. And you'll feel better. You're going to hurt at first, but you'll feel better if this is a person that was taking from you. And you to the point where you felt like you didn't have anything left for your spouse or your other friends or your children or your work, you know. So, yeah, it's going to hurt. But just know that, you know, you're doing that.
You're doing what for you can.
Because you, we have
so much pressures and stressors in our life on an everyday basis.
We do, shit.
When you have a partner or really good friends, you kind of want those to be your escape. But if they're contributing to the stress and pressure that you already have on a day-to-day, it's really time to evaluate where this stands and where it's going to go, if anywhere at all.
Yeah,
so,
if you got a friend that, if you got a friend that you every time you come around, you're the positive one and they want to take from you and tell you about how life sucks and you know you should be miserable, they miserable because y'all know misery loves company.
Absolutely.
Then you know you got to go. And like like Captain G said, if it's something that you come around, you invited me, you brought me here, but like you want to tear me down or like make me feel lower than you or less than, then the guys, that's not a healthy situation. So yes, separate yourself from that. But yeah, so stay tuned for the next episode, because we said this was gonna be that episode, but we got some shit to talk about. Getting a nigga ready for the next motherfucker.
Warming up the slot
machine so the next nigga can hit the jackpot. Type of bullshit is that? Fuck I'm doing over here getting you ready for the next motherfucker.
Not that I done sat here playing you for ten years.
I'm over here shining my motherfucking trophies and medals.
Ooh, child.
Just to give them to somebody else.
Ooh, child.
For the low, low cost of free as fuck.
Is it easy? Is it not easy?
It's what?
What we doing with it? So stay tuned. Yeah, huh?
Yeah, he said get rid of him, let him go. He said let him go. You want to go? Fly, birdie, fly. Go on to the next motherfucker.
We gonna get into it. We gonna talk about it. We gonna see how y'all feel. God is gang. Let us know what your thoughts are. You guys got any questions, comments, concerns? You guys want to tap in and comment on what we've talked about so far this episode or any other episodes? Or you guys just have questions? You want to know more about us? Ray, where could they reach us at?
Well, TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter, we are The Goddess Babes. And you can hit us via email at rayandq@thegoddessbabes.com.
I love it.
So, yeah, stay tuned for more to come. And as always, keep it wet.